Hello and welcome to an unscheduled and unnumbered episode of the Extra Mile Podcast. In the past, I've put together a few of these unnumbered episodes that are typically unscheduled and just little thoughts I have that I want to put out in a much more timely fashion and not hold off until an actual scheduled episode of the Extra Mile. And that's what this one's intended to be. Today is Friday, April the 19th, somewhere around noontime. And I'm out today on my lunchtime run on a very cold, dreary, as you can probably tell, windy day, and very wet here in Cincinnati. Just kind of a blah day. And although I've had the good fortune to have some pretty amazing weather to run in for the past few weeks, today's miserable weather is okay with me because it rather matches my mood. Just 4 short days ago, as all of you know, there was a terrible tragedy at the finish line of the Boston Marathon that I thought I'd talk about a little bit today, share some thoughts, and more importantly, share some other people's thoughts about. You know, I've said this before, but when you and I say to people, we are runners, we're not just telling those people some habit that we've gotten into or some hobby we enjoy. Running to us is literally in our DNA. Running is something we could obviously live without, but not without a lot of angst. So although there have been terrorist tragedies in the past, and they seem to be happening on a way too frequent basis lately, none has maybe hit home as closely as this one, because you and I, as runners, were targeted. The topic of psychology was one of the subjects that I paid little or no attention to all those years ago in college. It was a subject that I remember putting in the minimal amount of effort to get a passing grade and to move on to that degree. So I can't begin to describe or understand all of the emotional phases that someone goes through when a tragedy like this happens. For me, I was in complete shock immediately when I heard what had happened. Shortly after that, that shock was replaced with concern and fear. Concern and fear for friends that I had running that race, and friends that I had as spectators in that city on that day. Shortly after I heard from all of them that they were safe, I entered into a phase of complete and utter sadness. Sadness for a whole range of people. A whole range of people, from just those who had worked so hard, traveled so far to run that race and not being able to finish, all the way through the gamut, up to and including those innocent people, including one small, precious 8-year-old who lost their lives that day. Although I still find myself teetering back and forth in those phases, for the most part, right now, I find myself solidly in the pissed off phase and quite content to be here. as I left the house this morning for this run, they had identified the two suspects. There was a car chase, a shootout with the police, and one of the cowardly suspects is now dead. The other finds himself the target of what is probably the largest manhunt that the city of Boston has ever found itself in. And I have no doubt that very shortly, probably by the time you hear this recording, the second suspect will have joined his brother in that very, very special place that God has set aside in hell for cowardly bastards that perpetrate this kind of terror on the most innocent among us. I wanted to share the thoughts of a couple of our friends who find themselves in not just a different emotional phase, but probably a quite healthier one than I'm in right now.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Mariana calling from Naples, New York. Just got back from my morning run the day after the Boston Marathon tragedy. And I guess, like many others, I thought this is the first place to call, just to offer my thoughts. I was listening to Derek last night, and one of the things that he said that struck me so much was how running impacts other people, even if you don't know it. And obviously, in this case, that's very, very true right now. I think especially of people that have talked on this show about how much their family supporting them means something to them, and how so many of those people are the ones that are among the hurt and the dead. I think about the people here on this show. As I was running, I was thinking about the suggestion. I think his name is Bruce. I wish I knew your names better. About keeping my hands low. And again, how we all support each other, even if most of our training is usually done solo. That's really all I have to say. I know I think we're all overcome. And just keep praying. Take care, all you extra milers. Bye-bye.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. It's James calling from England, also known as Honest Jim on Daily Mile. I'm ringing with such a heavy heart after the awful events of Boston. And I really just wanted to call and just say that we need to unite against this evil that's come into our community by such an awful event. I'm so sad for the victims, and I'm so sad that it's affected our lovely sport as well. I was going to run, I was going to ring in with an update of my marathon, the Brighton Marathon that I'd done on Sunday, but it all seems so irrelevant now after such an awful event. It's my goal one day to qualify for London, get a good for age, but today I have a new goal, and that new goal is to get a Boston qualifier, and I will run in honour of the victims of this awful attack. I will run despite these evil doers. And we shall all carry on doing this that we love. And we will not forget the victims. I hope next time I can call on a happier event. But I know we all share the same feelings with this. And it's just so awful. It's just so awful. I just had to call and say, I don't know what else to say. Anyway, I'll see you all on Daily Mile. This is Honest Jim signing off. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks so much to James and Marianne for sharing those thoughts with us. So, when this is all said and done, when enough time goes by so that this terrible event is not constantly in our minds, we will no doubt start to wonder, what the hell can we do? How do we stop this madness? Well, it's not surprising, and I'm sorry to say that I don't have a clue how we're going to stop this. But I do know this. You and I have the answer. The answer is not difficult. You see, we know what the answer is. The heartbreaking thing of this entire crap going on is that the answer is easy. The bitch, you see, is in the execution. God bless. And please, whatever you do, don't ever let some cowardly bastard keep you from enjoying your extra mile.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need.